I got a quick podcast shout out that I want to give.
Oh, cool. Who is it?
I ran into an entire family at Target. I was checking out, getting myself some cough drops because I had ran out. And they were on their way to Mexico. And they're like, we're going to listen to you every single day on your podcast next week.
Hey.
Because that's what they do here in the States.
Ah, muy caliente.
So Chris, Titus, Gavin, and Garrett, thank you so much for listening to our podcast.
Thanks, guys. Have fun in Mexico.
I wish I was there.
Morning. Hey, who's in the mood for some fun?
It's Monday.
Who's ready for a great first day?
It's not me.
I was planning on sleeping in.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
TGIMA. Thank God it's Monday again.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
You just happen to be alive.
Yeah, well,
can you take it down a notch?
Whatever.
It's showtime, folks.
The Mixed Morning Fix with John Monroe and Jackson. Starts now.
Oh, indeed we do. Good morning to you. I'm John. Jackson's right there.
Good morning.
What up, Monroe?
Hi.
Low 80s today. Can you believe it?
Ooh.
Weather was so nice yesterday for Mother's Day.
It was. It was a beautiful day.
It was perfect.
Uh-huh.
Outside, it burnt the top of my head, as one does.
Yeah, you got some color. I can tell.
Yeah. Well, we got out all like the lawn games, you know? We were just like playing outside with the kids. Like, that's what Jen wanted to do for Mother's Day.
Cute.
But like, we're not smart enough to put sunscreen on, I guess, because we're not next to water. You know,
right.
Only when you're by water do you put sunscreen on.
Right.
Outside of that, you just never do.
That happened to me last weekend. Remember?
Yes.
My burn?
Yeah. You were at soccer games, right?
Yeah.
You get it. Well, how was Mother's Day? Tell me, like, was it everything you were hoping for?
It was awesome.
Good.
It was great. I got a hamster card. It's a little hamster holding a little card.
Uh-huh.
And it said, you know, this card is really little. And then you open it up and it folds out and it's like,
oh, it's
but I love
card.
You this big.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Yeah. It was really cute.
That's cute.
The kids made me all sorts of like school Mother's Day stuff.
Uh-huh.
So that was exciting. Tom and the kids went out and washed my car.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
It's a win?
Yeah, it was a great day.
Perfect.
Yeah.
This text says, I called the cops on my mom yesterday. Hashtag
oh, no.
Mother's Day. So a little bit different
cool
of a Mother's Day.
Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Tom was probably ready to call the cops on me.
Wow. What did you do to
him? Well, Mother's Day is like the only day that I feel like he can't tell me no.
So you really take advantage of that fact?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cool. I do. I was literally like standing next to the fridge, and I'm like, hey, will you grab me Diet Pepsi? And he just rolled his eyes. He's like, yeah.
You're that person.
I just want him to know how hard I work all the time.
Oh, my gosh. We do, and we appreciate
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he knows.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me, like, at least twice a day.
You know how he knows how hard you work every day?
Because I tell him.
Because you tell him how hard you... I know how hard you work every day.
Because you tell us.
Because you tell
every
us.
Every day.
Right, exactly.
You guys, I work so hard. And you know what else I had to do yesterday? I had to switch out the winter clothes for the summer clothes.
Oh, yeah, we did that this weekend, too. Yeah.
Tom wouldn't help.
What? On Mother's Day weekend?
That's what I told him.
Okay,
good. He was like, it's Mother's Day, and this is the stuff that I do.
Yeah.
All the time. So you get in here.
And?
He said, I don't fold.
Oh.
That's reasonable.
Good for Tom.
You know what? To the stand.
He did. He said, I've had enough of this.
Yeah.
I got you your Diet Pepsi.
Because I'm going to go ahead and guess that was not the first task that you had given him. Or maybe even the 100th task you had all... ever given him.
No.
I feel like that was too much to ask.
And then when we drove to his mother's house, we stopped and I told his neighbor that he was mean to me on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do what I told him to do.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And then I told his mom.
You tattled?
And then I told my mom.
You told everyone?
Yeah, I did.
You
I
really...
told on him. He's in trouble.
And now on air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, as you know, for all holidays, I like to give Jen the coupon book.
And
the coupon
how'd
book
that
of love.
Go for you?
Well, she still hasn't turned in any of them. It's been what I like to think she's doing is stockpiling them, Monroe, over 20 years. And one day she'll start using them. So I started doing an expiration date because I don't want them all at once.
I was gonna say I hope those expire.
Yeah, exactly.
Because what
so
are you
I'm
supposed
like,
to do?
Hey, this coupon book of love, it expires now, so you better get on it.
Like not valid with any other offer? Are you writing your own?
I do, yeah. I write
terms
my own
and conditions.
One. Yeah, and then I staple them together.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I write on it, good for one whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I hand it to her. And that's all.
Cool. Good chat. Thank you for explaining how coupon books work.
I'm not sure if coupon books are still a thing that other people do.
Yeah. And even if they weren't, now we know. We know how to staple papers together.
So I'm going
to
recommend in the future.
Oh, my gosh.
Do what I do. Coupon book for all holidays.
Cool.
Yeah, it's perfect. All right, Monroe. Why don't you kick off this show with a pocket full of sunshine?
You're the meanest person ever. Just want you to know that.
Me?
Yes.
Wow. Why,
coupon happened? Book.
Oh, the coupon book.
It's terrible. I feel so bad for your wife.
Right?
A 4-year-old rescued not only himself, but 6 other toddlers. So it kind of starts out a little rough. There was a mother of 2 that had all the toddlers, and she decided she wanted to go shopping in the mall.
Okay.
So she rolled the windows up and left her 4-year-old and 6 other toddlers inside the car while she went shopping.
Wait.
Yep.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it is. This happened in Maryland. But a 4-year-old knew how to call for 911. So while she was inside shopping, the boy called 911. He said that he and his friends were really scared and they were sweating. So cops arrived. They did find the car unlocked, but the windows were closed. So they waited for the mom to come out, and she was charged with confinement in a motor vehicle.
Good.
I know.
How many times do you have to see that on the news to not realize that's not a healthy thing to do?
Yeah, so there were 7 toddlers inside the car while she's shopping. What are you doing?
That's pretty messed up.
Yeah, good on that 4-year-old for being able to call.
Oh, who's giving this person 4 or 7 toddlers? Is my question.
Well,
they already had 2. After 2, what's 5 more?
What's 5 more?
Exactly.
Yeah, you may as well.
Right.
Okay.
Monroe, I wanted to tell you that the photos of your kids on Facebook, like they did a photo shoot?
Yeah, they did those at their school.
Are you kidding? Those are school photos?
Yeah.
They look so good.
They did a nice job, huh?
I thought those were like somewhere else, because like usually like the school photos are all the same, right? Like the hands are placed, the head's like tilted, and it's like a weird backdrop.
Yeah.
And, like that's, but these are like, there's one where I think it's Ike maybe who's lounging on a couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're way cute. They do also, like spring ones. I don't. It's.
They're different.
Yeah.
Huh.
How did they get in school photos together? Because there are photos of them together.
Yes.
I took Ike.
You brought Ike to the school for him.
Yeah, so you could just pay.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Man, that is a patient photographer.
Right?
Could you imagine dealing with not one, but hundreds of Monroes coming in with their kids? Will you please get a picture of my kids together?
Okay, I brought the hamster.
Yeah. Actually, I got this bag of props that I brought in, just slung over my shoulder. Let's take about 400 million and just see what turns out.
Well, look at the end result, Jackson.
Dude, you know, in her defense, they came out
really
nice.
Great.
They look really good.
Yeah.
Jackson, let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. We've been following some of this Britney drama, but they only give it to us in tiny little nibbles.
Walk me through kind of the timeline here.
All right. So it all started, Britney, just after her residency ended in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looked like it was going great. She had her cute little boyfriend on her arm. I think they were engaged. And she was planning another Vegas residency and a world tour. But then her dad got sick.
Okay.
She went back to Louisiana to care for him. She's now in California again. And basically, all we heard was that her mom was trying to get added to the conservatorship because Britney's been dealing with some medical stuff and her mom can't really do anything because she's not the conservator.
Right.
And that's pretty much where they've just left us hanging. But TMZ came out with this huge report over the weekend about how Britney Spears is going to court trying to get her mom added to the conservatorship. I guess she's been estranged from her mom since she broke up with Justin Timberlake. She has not spoken to her mom.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Whoa, I didn't realize that either.
Yeah. I didn't either. Yeah. According to TMZ, she has not talked to Lynn Spears since her breakup with Justin, which is like 15 years ago or something crazy like that.
Longer, yeah.
Yeah. And her dad is really the one that when she had her big breakdown in 2008 swooped in and kind of straightened everything out. Well, now it's being said that the medication that has kept her stable for so long is no longer working. And that's why she's now reaching out to her mom, because she wants to get rid of the conservatorship altogether. And she's taking her mom's side in court, saying that her mom's going in there trying to get added to the conservatorship so she can let Britney do whatever she wants. Even though her dad is the one that's been keeping her on the straight and narrow for the last decade. So,
oh.
So yeah, so this is basically what she's doing. Is she's trying to get
mom's her an mom enabler.
Exactly. Now, they also, so they all went to court, and Brittany's parents agreed on one thing throughout the hearing, and that they need some sort of evaluation, like psychological evaluation of Brittany,
okay,
to see where she stands. Because if a psychological evaluation finds that she's completely capable of going out and doing her own thing, then they'll just get rid of the conservatorship altogether. But they, Brittany and her mom were asking the judge to lift certain restrictions that her dad had put into place through the conservatorship. And the judge is like, that's not happening. You are in no way, until we've had an evaluation, you're not getting any of these restrictions lifted. This is what your dad wanted.
Good on the judge.
Yeah. Wow. So let's see. There's a lot in this report, so I'm just trying to figure out what exactly is going on. Oh, so the worst part is, after all this goes down, the judge doesn't really give her anything other than go get the evaluation. We'll come back and we'll discuss what's going to go
right
moving forward. Brittany left court wearing no shoes.
There
completely
it is.
Barefoot. No. Left the courtroom with no shoes on. Got in a car. Passed all the paparazzi. And
no.
I'm like, uh-oh. So that 30-day stint, by the way, that's what really pushed everything over the edge. Her dad is the one that put her in the mental health hospital for 30 days. He said, you need to go straighten your life out. Go to this hospital. But now there's people coming out and saying that he doesn't have right under the conservatorship to send her anywhere. So it couldn't have been him that did it, even though that's what they're claiming in court.
Well, it could be that he still has a lot of, like, parental control
or
over
just being,
her.
Like being influence. Dad.
Yeah, just like, listen, get yourself together, kid.
Right. So she did not like that, apparently, and now is taking him to court.
What is dad's health update? Like, is he just sick in bed somewhere?
This was all just about her and her mom.
Yeah, so he's got to be.
Versus
yeah.
the conservatorship. Because, if he was healthy and okay, then he probably would have been at court with him. But I don't think he was. But also, Britney Spears fans just swarmed the courthouse with end the conservatorship poster boards everywhere.
I got to tell you, I don't know.
Stop.
I feel like she needs help.
I feel like she does too.
Yeah.
She's been doing better than she ever has ever since her dad took over. Yeah. So I know that ate up most of the showbiz beat.
Yeah, it did.
But I feel like it was very important. Quickly, we'll go over the box office. Endgame, Avengers Endgame, won the box office yet again.
How did it beat Pokemon?
That's a great question. It earned $63 million in its third week in the box office. Detective Pikachu opened in second with $58 million.
Man.
It's a solid open, though.
That's a great open.
I mean, $58 million for really what is a kid's movie.
Right. I know, but how much of a bummer is that? Like, oh, yeah, we had a great opening. We were number two, though.
Yeah.
Still couldn't
get that
beat
prize.
Avengers.
No.
Yep. And we all three saw Detective Pikachu. At some point, we'll review it throughout the morning.
Yeah.
And that is the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Jackson. Okay, so on Mondays, what we like to do is we like to look through all of the weird stories out there, find the big old dummies, we put them together, and we call it...
Hey, dummy!
Like this one, I'm not sure how you're supposed to handle it if you see a bug in your car while you're driving.
Well,
let me tell you this. Monroe has quite the story. We'll get to her Hey, Dummy next.
Okay.
A driver in Louisiana was pulling out of their driveway last week when they saw an insect in their car.
Oh,
now,
no.
I do not know the exact type of insect.
But if it's Louisiana, it's big.
It's big?
Yeah.
Yeah. The driver was so freaked out that they decided to just jump out of the moving car, which kept rolling right down into the swamp.
Of course.
Well, I don't know what you're expecting them to do. Just sit in there with it.
A dive team was able to pull the car out of the water, but it is a complete loss, as far as the story says.
But guess what?
Go ahead, Monroe.
That insect didn't touch that person.
What happened to you?
Well, I was sitting in a left-hand turn lane, waiting to turn left, when all of a sudden, I saw a bee. Or no, it wasn't a bee. It was a wasp, okay?
Sure.
It was one of the serious ones.
An angry bee.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, I've been in here way too long. I want out. And as I was turning left is kind of when I saw the bee. And so immediately, it's like fight or flight, right? Well, we're going to fly.
Okay, so you made that choice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I was freaking out and trying to kill the bee, and I ended up turning left, actually into I crossed the median. I went up the curb, up the hill of a gas station and crashed in the gas station's flower bed. Thankfully, the flower bed was there because I probably would have hit the gas pump.
Oh my gosh, Monroe.
Right.
And then the bee, so I was kind of like hitting it.
Roll your window down.
But
take a breath
thing.
And roll your window down.
So the hornet, because I was like freaking out, like, you know. So the hornet, I don't know, I hit it or something, and it ended up going in my shorts.
Oh, honey. Oh, How?
I don't know. It was horrific.
I like to picture her like running into the Sinclair dinosaur.
Yeah.
And then like spilling out of the car and the bee's like in her.
No,
and she's
dude.
Like, the bee's biting me.
Because
she's rolling
she
around.
She spiked the bee like a volleyball into her own shorts.
Yes. Yeah.
Somehow.
Uh-huh. So it bit me on my butt and I jumped out of the car and people were looking at me like, oh my gosh, lady, are you okay? And I'm just like, there's a bee!
To which why we say to both this Louisiana driver and our friend Monroe,
hey, dummy!
I'm not going to participate in that. You want me to tell my story?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. There was a rampaging elephant in India. Okay. It was going through. It ran out of the forest. It was crashing into homes, destroyed 5 homes. As people are like running from their lives.
Sure.
For their lives, right? Like this elephant was really mad. Well, there was a 27-year-old dude who was actually sprinting towards the elephant. Yeah.
And then you rub your belly.
That's me. I'm like, don't worry, I can calm her down.
Yeah, I got this. So the reason why he was running towards the elephant is because he wanted a selfie.
Yeah.
So he stops in the middle of the road, and he turns around, he goes to take the selfie. The elephant lifted him with its trunk and smashed him on the ground and killed him.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, that took such a dark turn.
Yeah, which is why we say,
hey, dummy! That reminds me of Avengers, where Hulk grabs Loki and just starts
smacking him everywhere.
That is exactly what happened to this dude who just wanted a selfie.
Do you like my sweet Avengers rats?
I was impressed with that.
Very proud of myself. Thank you.
By the way,
yes.
So I would crash a car to get away from a bee. Jackson would run towards a rampaging elephant.
Yeah.
What's your problem, John?
You know, you're right. This is on me.
Yeah, get on board.
I'm more Jackson's story.
Have a thing.
I'm more your story.
That's true. John does it for the picture
That's
only.
Right.
Anything he does. All right, well, my story comes to us from where else? Florida.
Sure.
A 70-year-old man was arrested yesterday after he got himself out onto the freeway. He started going 100 miles an hour. So an off-duty deputy is like, huh, I wonder why this guy's going so fast.
Well, his jam was on, man. It was Tom Petty.
That'll happen.
When you're raging so hard to Tom Petty,
you don't notice
you're going 100.
You don't.
Well, then he abruptly slowed down to 40 within seconds. And the off-duty officer in the car next to him was like, what is going on? So he starts recording him with his phone.
Nice.
Which is also, I'm sure, illegal. But who cares?
Whatever.
Starts recording this guy. This old man crawls through the sunroof and just starts highway surfing. He's 70.
Yeah.
And he's just surfing his car down the freeway.
Yes.
I'm free falling.
Yeah. And no regard at all for death because he's probably inches away from it anyway. So he's standing out there. Police managed to get him pulled over. And they were like, hey, you're going to jail. You know it's super illegal to do that, right? And he goes, I have no problem going to jail because my wife treats me like a servant and she's the mistress and I'm tired of this bleep.
Oh, man.
I'd rather go to jail than go back home.
Had a bad day.
He got into a fight with his wife, I assume.
Guess so.
Who is apparently the mistress, not even his wife.
So confusing.
I feel like she was like, you need to get me a Diet Pepsi. And he's like, you're standing in front of the fridge.
Yeah. I'll show you Diet Pepsi!
This is Monroe's husband in just a few years.
He had an absolute breakdown. So, for going easily 20 over the speed limit, then slowing down to 40 on a freeway.
Gosh.
Then for popping out like a jack-in-the-box from your sunroof.
Yes.
Just because your wife was mean to you, we're going to give this guy a hey, dummy!
All right, last week, not only did I go to the urgent care, but I also went to the dentist, got the old teeth cleaned again.
Ah.
Very good.
Every 6 months, you got to go.
Got your teeth cleaned, shaved your face, went to the doctor. Who are you?
It was a big
one. What did you do with John Watkins?
Right, exactly. This guy's much better.
I want my dirty, smelly, poor smile John Watkins back in here, please.
Listen, every 6 months, they clean me up, and then I just fall apart for the next 6 months again.
Fair enough.
And I had to go to, since we moved, this was my first time going to our new dentist.
Oh, switching dentists is the worst.
Yeah, sucks. I know. But I didn't want to drive to where we used to live, so I was like, whatever, we're going to find a new one. And the receptionist, actually, she listens to our show.
Oh, cool.
And so the dentist found out that, you know, I do this morning show with you guys, mm-hmm. and we were talking, and he was telling me how he really wanted to be a radio DJ. And even in college, he was taking, while doing, like, dentistry, he was taking radio classes on the side, like, without his parents knowing.
Can I tell you made the right decision?
That's what I told him.
He absolutely made the right decision. I'm that, like, was a good call.
He's like, yeah, I was doing it on the side. My parents wanted me to be a dentist. That's what we had kind of discussed before I went to college.
Sure.
He's like, but there was a part of me that really wanded to be a radio DJ. And so I was kind of taking these
sweet
classes.
Sweet
angel. And I'm like,
sweet angel.
You made the best decision of your life.
Yeah, no joke. Like, somehow I feel like future radio him came back during his college years and was just like, bro, you have got to really hang in there with the dentistry. I'm living your DJ life.
Let me tell you.
It's not great.
It's not good.
Every 6 months, they just make you, they throw you into a room and they hose you down. Right. They shave you because you can't do it yourself.
Yeah.
There's something about being on the radio that makes you incapable of taking care of yourself.
Just look at my teeth, man. Yeah, look at my teeth. You know.
So I'm like, good for you, man. Do what you're doing. You're doing all right.
Yeah.
You have a very beautiful office.
He's
here.
Doing great. He's killing it.
But I was kind of driving away and I was laughing about it, and it made me think, like, I was the same way. Like, what did you want to be as a kid? And then what do you do now? Like, I remember growing up, I think it was my grandma who kind of got me into it, but I wanted to be a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
And my grandma would grab her neck folds.
Yes.
And pull it back to make it tight. And she's like, when you become a plastic surgeon, all you need to do is, like, lift right here. And she would, like, hold the back of her neck and make it look all nice and elegant again.
Your grandma wanted you to cut her neck?
She wanted me to be her plastic surgeon.
Nope. Yeah, absolutely not.
Listen, she was thinking.
She was planning ahead. She was doing, that's what you do. You
the
invest.
Long game.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Then I chose showbiz and it all went downhill for grandma after that. But, like, what did you, Jackson, like, what did you want to be as a kid? And what do you do now?
Well, I really wanted to do two things.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be a game show host.
Sure.
Like, I'm like classic, like Bob Barker style, coming in with my, like, I had that really nice conservative haircut.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've got a nice little suit on. That's
thin
a
microphone?
Like, oh, big, long microphone. Mm-hmm. It has to be that real long, wiry one.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for some reason, I just always picture I'd smell like scope. So, like, that's what I feel like game show hosts. They all just smell like they just got done switching with mouthwash.
It's fantastic.
And they just sit there. I just think it would be the most fun. I always wanted to be a game show host. And if not a game show host, I wanted to be a zookeeper, which I kind of do. So,
yeah.
I'm chalking that up to a win.
Sure, we'll count it, I guess. Why not?
Sure.
It's something.
It's the same thing, basically.
We're going to take your text at 844-649-1051. We want both. What did you want to be as a kid, and what do you do now? Monroe?
Well, after I realized how hard it was to be in a ninja fight scene in a major motion picture.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
Then I decided I wanted to be a social worker.
Oh, cool.
But then, like, while I was going to college, like, you know what? That's a really tough emotional job.
Yeah, I knowing you, man, that'd be a hard one for you to take on.
I would take it in.
Your heart's so, like, open and big. Like, yeah, I don't know.
I couldn't put up a wall.
Right.
So I kind of realized that. And then, you know, as I was just floating through college, I started a radio internship. And then
you and me both.
Yep, that's how it started.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Marissa says, I wanted to be an actress. Now I'm a teacher. Just right around the...
Just around the river bend.
Well, if you're a teacher, you kind of perform every day for your students.
That's not wrong.
You have to pretend like you like to see them every day.
Or like whatever it is. You're kind of lecturing. You have your own audience each and every day.
Yeah.
You get to perform in front of.
And scar permanently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In a big way.
Really do some lasting damage.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so we want to hear from you. What did you want to be as a kid? And what do you do now? Call or text us right now. This text says, I wanted to be a veterinarian. I'm a middle school teacher now. That's awesome. Thanks for being a teacher.
Dude, middle school too.
Oh.
That's a rough gig. That is pretty much like being a veterinarian.
Just wild animals.
Yep.
Hormones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, smelly. I wanted to be a so smelly. I wanted to be a fighter pilot, but then I got glasses in grade school, and someone told me people with glasses can't be a fighter pilot. I died inside. Oh, that's so sad.
That is really sad.
I wanted to be a writer and an IT professional, but I'm a retention specialist for Young Living. I think like being a writer, like an author.
I would assume so, like a novelist.
Like I want to sit there in the woods and have my chamomile tea, my typewriter, just write great novels.
Do you think this is the 70s? Where are you writing?
Is that how people write still?
No.
I wanted to be a writer.
Did you?
Yeah, I wanted to write books.
You can still write books.
Nah, she's past that.
Excuse me.
Really squash that dream.
Yeah.
Squash that.
Squash it like a bug.
Squash it.
Books with a bunch of inappropriate words don't sell these days.
What are you talking about?
That's not true. Chelsea
Handler's whole vocabulary.
50 Shades of Grey was a huge book.
Yeah, and Chelsea Handler is a best-selling author every time she releases a book.
Says, hey guys, I wanted to be a lawyer, but I'm a financial analyst now.
That's cool. That's cool. A lot less stress.
Yeah. I wanted to be an astronaut, then wanted to be a police officer, but instead I became a psychologist.
Better. Cooler.
It's an interesting path.
I like psychology.
Yeah, it is.
I'm a nurse, but I wanted to be a cop or a kangaroo as a kid.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I'd want to be a kangaroo. That'd be so fun. Those things are mean.
I wanted to be the girl at the Dillard's makeup counter. I'm a wedding photographer now. You know, like when you're a kid, you're probably going through and you're like, look how much fun they're having. They get to put on makeup every day.
Dude, right? Yeah. Just sit there and put makeup on people.
Yeah. I wanted to work with animals or in medicine. I work in vet med. Oh, so someone actually who is doing it. Yeah. This text says, I wanted to be a firefighter but couldn't pass the test. I now do sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Sometimes you got to settle. It is what it is. We've all been there. Trust me.
Story of our life. I wanted to be a doctor too, but I'm not. I'm in construction. It's good. Not all these are positive. Some of these things.
Yeah.
They are what they are.
It is what it is, man. Yeah.
That's cool. All right, Monroe, let's get to it. Time for your pocket full of sunshine.
Well, here's the thing. Don't stiff your waiter, okay? I'm a big thing about that.
I agree.
Like, even if their service is terrible, chances are it's probably not their fault. It's like the cook or, you know, something.
Yeah.
They're just trying. They're just trying their hardest. Well, this one lady totally lucked out. So Armando, he waits tables at a well-known pizza joint in New York City called Patsy's. And earlier this month, a lady named Karen was there with her adult daughter and didn't leave a tip. Now, here's why. She says the walls of the place are covered in photos of famous people who've been there. And she asked why there weren't more photos of women. So Armando joked that maybe they just don't like pizza as much. And they didn't like that. So they stiffed him the tip and left. But then Armando had a chance for some major payback because they accidentally left an envelope behind with a cashier's check in it for $424,000.
That is a lot of money.
Woo!
They just had a cashier's check, too. A cashier's check, right?
Yeah.
That's not written out to anybody.
No.
So it turned out that Karen was looking at apartments in the area. The check was her down payment. And Armando could have deposited it since it was a cashier's check. But
I'm sorry. Hold on.
Yeah.
Did you just say $400,000 was someone's down payment on a home?
It's New York,
man. She sold her house and it was all the money she had to put into like a retirement house, like an apartment. Yeah.
I'm going to throw up. Yeah. That's crazy.
Do you want to hear the audio?
Yeah.
Of the whole thing?
All right. Here you go. There was this little exchange with the waiter about the women on the wall.
Well, there's a bunch of women, but she goes, not as much as should be. It was like, probably women don't like to eat pizza as much. And then, you know, a sense of humor.
We have Barbara Walters, Christine Quinn. We have the first ladies.
The consensus of opinion was not to give him a tip. And we wrote on the note, women eat pizza. And by the way, have you heard that women don't leave tips?
No tip.
I'm so grateful that the insult that we gave him did not prevent him from doing the right thing.
She was in tears. She was super excited that somebody actually found it and kept it.
I offered to give him money. He absolutely would not accept it.
Small details like this define us as humans. You know, it's just a small gesture.
I love the fact that he turned down the
I know
the tip at the end of the reward.
Yeah, right?
She's like, oh, let me give you money now. He's like, nah.
Oh, I wouldn't.
We're good.
I'd be like, cool. Oh, you got a $400,000 check you can just leave laying around? Yeah. Yeah, give me some of that.
Listen, Karen.
Yeah.
Be nice to people. It's not his fault that there's not women up on the wall.
I know. I don't feel like, I didn't understand her argument as much.
She's just looking to complain about something and not leaving a tip. So let this be a lesson to you.
It's a good story. Jackson, I got to know, up on our Instagram page, we have our four photos from the weekend.
Yeah.
So we recap it. Every Sunday night, we send each other four photos. We post it up at Mix1051 Utah on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And they're usually fun photos of things we did. Mm-hmm. But one of your photos is of just Thomas the Train.
Yeah. What is going on with you?
Did you binge watch Thomas the Train over the weekend?
No. No. Have you tried to watch Thomas the Train?
Yeah.
It is unbearable. It is hard. It is hard to sit through.
We were a Chuggington Station household ourselves.
Woo! Yeah. No, why?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, Thomas the Train sucks. So here's what happened. Spike 150 celebration was over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating 150 years since we drove the Golden Spike. Mm-hmm. So a bunch of different towns and a bunch of different companies were doing their own little festivals. So we went to the Ogden Heritage Festival, the Spike 150 Heritage Festival. We had a great time. We walked around. There was live music and we had snow cones and it was a great day.
Okay.
But as night closed in, we went into one of the businesses and just sort of hung out inside. And I forgot to get a picture of all of the fun festivities outside before it got dark.
You're telling me you were there all day long.
Uh-huh.
Like seeing amazing items with the Heritage Festival.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And never once did it cross your mind to take a photo?
No. I was out there getting high on life, John.
Okay.
Dude,
okay.
Fine.
I was experiencing things.
Uh-huh.
I was feeling
my
environment.
Instead of looking down.
Exactly. Excuse me. You want me to spend more time on a screen?
Right. Yeah.
Me?
Right.
No, thank you.
Yeah. That's the story of my life. I'm so bad at taking pictures.
Yeah.
I'm so bad.
So I didn't get any photos of the Heritage Festival. I tell my friends, because they all know about four photos and how I have to do four things every weekend.
Yes, you do.
They're like, you have to do four things every weekend?
I know.
So I'm sitting there like, yeah, I got to do four things every weekend. And I forgot to get photos of the Heritage Festival. They're like, dude, just put up a photo of Thomas the Train. It'll be funny. And they were right. It was really funny.
So your Thomas the Train represents the Golden Spike?
Yeah, my Spike 150.
That's the train photo?
Yeah.
Well,
if you want to see Jackson's recap of the Golden Spike, the photo's up on our Instagram at Mix1051 Utah.
Thomas the Train.
All right, Jackson. Let's get to the showbiz beat.
Let's do it. All righty. Well, everyone's been on sort of a witch hunt to find out who left that coffee cup in Game of Thrones.
How dare they?
Yeah, I know. Ruining that magical dragon show for everybody.
Really?
Yeah. Sophie Turner was on Jimmy Fallon. And she decided to place the finger of blame on someone. Take a listen.
We all have the same cups for all of our water and tea and everything. So I'm going to just go with, I mean, look who it's placed in front.
Whoa! Amelia!
Amelia Clark.
Really?
She's the culprit.
Oh, my God.
Did everyone text each other, all the actors on Game of Thrones, be like, dude, did you guys see that cup?
Well, yeah, no, there was just like one text, and it was from Nikolai, who plays Jamie Lannister, and he just wrote, great episode. Is that a coffee cup?
So, yeah, so she's blaming Emilia Clarke for it.
Listen,
which makes the most sense.
No spoilers here, but I wouldn't be trashing Daenerys Targaryen right now.
Don't anger her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's having a hard time, huh?
Uh-huh.
She's out for vengeance.
We can't say anything else, Jackson.
Oh, my gosh. I'll be so relieved when this is over. How many more do we have? Like
one.
Four?
One.
One more? Yeah.
One. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I
Home
know.
Stretch. Home stretch, everybody. We're going to be okay. Constance Wu. Now, normally, if your show gets renewed, that's a cause for a celebration, right?
You're like, oh, yeah.
All right. Another year of employment. Another year of my SAG health insurance.
Right.
You're really jazzed. Constance Wu was not very excited to find out that ABC had announced they were bringing Fresh Off the Boat back for another season. Basically, what she said was, she was on social media, she flipped out, she goes, "Ah, man, now what am I supposed to do?" It's like, well, you're supposed to go back to work and do your job.
Yeah.
And basically, she admitted the reason, she's like, "I really love the show, I love Fresh Off the Boat, I love what it is, I think it's great, but..." she had a project lined up that she was more passionate about, but she had to turn that passion project down because of scheduling conflicts.
Now, Constance Wu, she's the lead character in Crazy Rich Asians.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, and she's she can no longer do her passion project because of Fresh Off the Boat. To which I say, madam, would you have gotten Crazy Rich Asians if it were not for Fresh Off the Boat? Don't disparage the projects that made you big.
We talk about this all the time.
Drives me crazy.
Celebrities love to trash the thing that made them famous.
Yes. Uh-huh. Joe Jonas was just talking badly about his Disney days. Yeah. And I was like, whoa, without Disney, you would be nobody.
Here's the thing. Painting squishies is like my new passion project.
Sure.
But I don't shun you guys.
You don't.
You
Thank
know?
You.
Because you're my bread and butter.
Right.
Okay? I'm here for you.
Jackson.
We need to talk about this later.
Yeah. But when you,
just like, let's, I mean, the two of us
squishies,
have a meeting
they don't last.
About her squishies.
Let's have
so
a lunch.
You have to glue them back together.
We're going to have to host some sort of intervention.
I think so.
And then you have to repaint
squishy
them.
And that hamster.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne canceled a show at a festival in Miami because security wanted to check him before he went into the festival grounds. He said, quote, "I do not and will not ever settle for being policed to do my job and give you guys a great show." He was basically throwing a big old fit. I'm like, oh, someone had drugs.
I was going to say, in other words, he's got a ton of drugs he's hiding.
Yeah, guilty.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't do my show without it, guys.
Yeah, well, he basically, yeah, that's all he was saying was just like, I can't do a show if I'm going to be out here getting policed. Mm. It's just like, yeah, you can't just waltz into a crowd anymore.
Yeah.
That's not the world we live in.
No.
So he canceled his show. I don't know if he's refunding them their money, Gosh. But I sure hope so.
Right?
I would assume it's in his contract.
Or the promoter. Someone has to.
Or some sort of insurance.
Yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, he refused to go in and do his show because they were going to frisk him. And speaking of Game of Thrones last night, you may have missed it, but Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers
made
a cameo.
I didn't. Yeah. I was looking for him.
After they learned their lesson after how they featured Ed Sheeran.
They do it really subtly.
He breaks into song.
Yeah.
In the middle of the fourth, in front of Aria.
Right.
Well, it's more, I think their special cameos are for the stars that just really love Game of Thrones. They're like, I want to be in Game of Thrones.
It's like how Prince Harry and Prince William were stormtroopers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, they're just big fans, and so they invite them down to set to kind of just do nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which I think is very sweet. And hey, no one's complaining about Aaron Rodgers as much as they complain about Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran ruined it.
Oh my gosh. That is the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Jackson. Our favorite part of the show where you get to take control and you get to pick the story that we tell on air. It is called Choose the News. And just for voting, just for calling in, you are in the drawing for tickets to see Real Salt Lake and their 1 o'clock match this Saturday at Rio Tinto Stadium. Jackson, your story was...
Hey, Alexa, shut up.
Monroe.
And you thought your toilet seat was dirty.
And I've got yesterday was not a good day for marriages. Let's see. This text says, hi, my name is Matthew and I'm 12. I listen to you every day and I want to hear Jackson's story.
Aww.
Yeah.
I'm curious about Jackson and John's story, but I'm going to go with John. Jackson, I'll listen to yours on the podcast.
Well, you're not the deciding vote, so you can still listen to it on air. Whoa.
This person wrote, me and my beautiful wife choose Monroe.
Aww.
Someone's in trouble.
Someone failed at Mother's Day yesterday.
Yeah.
That's what I'm reading between the lines.
He's not the only one.
Jeez, poor Tom.
He washed your car. What else do you want from him?
Tom, if you're listening right now and you're in trouble, will you call us?
Yeah.
Will you just text Jackson?
We'll take care of you.
We'll help
Don't
you.
Worry.
This is a safe place to go.
Yeah.
John, our sister just got married. Why is it not a good day to get married this weekend? That's from Rochelle. Jackson, my Google Homes, all four of them run my life. I know. That's what it's becoming, too.
Well, you just got to get more rude with them.
Yeah, no. Right. Let's see. Two votes for Jackson. Is Monroe talking about the kitchen towel? Because John did that story. Is that? Are you doing a kitchen towel story as the dirty thing?
No.
No, it's not that? Well, let's see here. The winner today. It was close with 43% of the votes. Jackson!
Woo! All righty. A new survey went out there. And apparently 55% of us here in the United States are rude to our smart speakers. Now, I do not have the smart speaker. You guys do?
We do.
How would you say you treat it on a day-to-day?
I purposely make sure to say please and thank you in front of it.
Okay.
It never responds to me in a manner, though, where I feel like it's listening to me being polite to it.
Right.
Which then makes me very angry at it.
Right. Well, that's the thing. If it doesn't acknowledge the extra effort you've put in, then why keep making the
effort? I'm saying thank you. All you can do is say, you're welcome, Alexa. That's all you have to do.
You know what? That's reasonable. Alexa is nosy. You know what I'm saying? And the more I learn about her, I'm just like, I'm rude to her.
Also, with, like, you have a daughter named Ella. I have a daughter named Ella, which, like, triggers Alexa each time. So every time I try to talk to my daughter, Alexa starts, like, the blue light turns on. And I'm like, mind your own business.
You know you can call it something else, right?
Oh, I do.
What? Oh, yeah.
No, but like officially, you can rename
officially,
it.
You mean.
You can rename it to like bananas. So you can be like, bananas, order this new thing for me.
Dude, my kids are so rude to her.
Really?
Yeah, they just try to get her to do dumb stuff. You know, dumb fart jokes and stuff. And Alexa doesn't really want to play.
No.
Well, so she can be rude back is what you're saying.
I kind of wish she had a backbone.
Yeah, Alexa, grow a backbone.
She just takes it.
So 31% of people said they're rude once in a while. 17% said sometimes. 6% said often. And only 1% admitted to being rude to their speaker all the time.
I'm rude all the time.
Right.
What's the definition
like set a
of
timer.
Being rude?
You don't say please or thank
is
you.
That what it is?
You're
okay.
yelling at it, calling it names. So why are we rude? Only 3% of men and 4% of women say their smart speaker is perfect at interpreting their sayings and always responds the way they want it to. So that's a combined 7% of people said that it listens to them exactly right. Which means that 93% of the time, it's not understanding what you're saying. So it tries your patience and it tries your patience until you finally break.
And then she just throws out the I'm on vacation song or the gummy bear song. And it's like, is that your go-to? Like you just got nervous and you don't know what to do, so you're just going to play a random song?
Yeah.
That's what I do.
A little intimidated
whenever
by you.
John starts yelling at me, I'm just like, I'm a little teapot, short and stuff. Here's the thing. Once I start singing and I get the little hand motions going, he can't do anything.
It's true.
I know. What is he going to do to me?
He can't even look at you right now as you're trying to do it.
He can't handle it.
Yeah, I can't.
That's what I got for you.
Do you want to hear the story? So there was this toddler who was trying to get Alexa to play Baby Shark.
I love Baby Shark.
And Alexa was messing. It almost seemed like Alexa was doing what I do to my kids.
On purpose.
Yeah, here you go.
I think you want to hear the song Baby Shark?
Yeah.
Play the song Baby Shark, right?
Yes.
I didn't catch that. Was that play the song Baby Shark?
Okay, stop doing that, Alexa.
I think you are asking for the song Baby Shark. Is that right?
Yes, it is right.
Was that play the song Baby Shark?
Yes. Okay, Alexa, stop. Stop that.
Yes.
You know, I'll bet Alexa has forced some kids to talk better.
Right, yeah.
Because
exactly.
If they can't, then they can't hear Baby Shark.
Seriously? Yes,
that's
she
true.
Has. Because my son, he used to be bad at like L's and R's and stuff. And so he, like with our Amazon TV, he would have to like say the thing. And so
he had to pronounce
better.
His L's and R's are so much better.
They are.
All right, Monroe's story and my story will be up online, mix1051utah.com. We also tell it each and every day in our podcast. So back in February, I decided to grow out the beard. You know, I always usually shaved every other week.
Yeah, you came in real fresh today.
Yeah.
It's really really throwing me off.
So
I know.
I it was Saturday, and I had like not been dealing with the beard in a while, and it was getting a Bushman status. Yeah.
Long.
Yeah, and Jen, you know, picked out a woodland critter and then kind of grabbed my beard, and she was like, I miss your face.
Aww.
And I was like, all right. So yesterday morning for Mother's Day, I actually brought my daughter up and had her do the electric razor.
Yeah.
And they shaved me.
Oh, I bet that was fun.
Yeah, so that was like really fun.
That sounds really scary.
For the two of us.
Really scary.
Really scary.
So you showed her how to use the electric razor.
Then I gave her the actual razor and I said, okay, daddy's going to just expose his throat. And here's what I need you to do.
Listen, I would say if it was your other kid, fine. But specifically Ella, I wouldn't turn her loose on you with a knife.
Right, exactly.
Did you explain to her that... that's the only time it's acceptable to use either of those tools.
Yes, and then I locked the razor back up in the safe.
Okay,
so that way
good.
There's no way, yeah.
You've seen those YouTube videos, right?
I know, yeah.
Okay.
We shaved, and so she finished shaving me, you know, and I cleaned it up with like an actual razor. I'm like, what do you think? And she goes, no. Can you bring back the beard? I'm like, it doesn't work like that. Like, this is it now for a while. Like, well, let's go see what your brother thinks. So I walk out and I show Liam, and he looks at me with his face as if I took away one of his toys.
Oh.
And he's like, no, I don't like what you just did.
He so likes like, the beard, man.
All right, I'm 0 for 2. Let's go down and see how the wife thinks about this whole
oh, no.
beard thing.
Oh,
I walk no. out downstairs. I'm like, hey.
Hey, baby.
She's like, wow, you're really fresh shaven over there, aren't you? And I'm like, oh, man.
She doesn't like it either.
I'm 0 for 3 in the house.
Even though they were just giving you crap about the beard.
Exactly.
People don't like change.
No.
They think they do, but they don't.
They don't.
They all think they do, though.
Right.
They sure do.
So here I am. Now I've got a baby face.
You do have a baby face.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yeah. So I'll probably, I don't know.
I think you're beautiful no matter what.
Thanks,
you
Jackson.
Do you.
Just stick with the stubble.
I'm going to go back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll do that much at least. But man, let me tell you right now, if to any families out there who might have like a dad with a beard, fake it, okay? Just say he looks good when he shaves so he feels better about himself so he's not then just wandering around.
Oh, yeah. Let's you know all throw a pity party for dads. We just got done celebrating moms and you're already refocusing to dads.
Yeah, exactly.
Mother's
yeah.
Day is barely cold, my friend.
Hey, we talked about this off air last week. We never got to it on air. But Monroe, you asked Jackson and I our thoughts on when should kids get a job.
Yeah, my husband and I, we're having this ongoing discussion because, you know, you talk parents.
Talk about the future.
We think that we get to plan our kids' entire future.
Right.
And yeah. You know, that they're going to do everything that we tell them to. So one of the things that we always get hung up on is whether or not to have kids, like when to have them start working.
Yeah.
So I started working when I was 15 and I've always been a really good worker.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so maybe mm-hmm. I learned the right way. But I don't want my kids to work through high school and I don't want my kids to work through college. I just want them to enjoy it.
Oh, so you don't want your kids to have a job?
No.
Really?
I want them to just enjoy it. And my husband's like, well, then it's, you know, the first time that they get a job, it's too late. And
yeah.
Teach them responsibility and everything else. But I just feel like I missed out on a lot of my high school mm-hmm. years. I missed out on a lot of my, like, the fun years in college.
Yeah.
It was because I was working and I was being responsible.
Jackson?
You tell those dirty little hippies to get a job. Absolutely. Listen, I got my first job when I was 13 years old.
Yeah.
I have always, like my whole life pretty much, I have always worked. But I didn't feel like I missed out at all in high school because I worked all through high school, but I also did student council and was in a bunch of clubs. And you can do both, and it actually teaches you a lot about time management. And I think it's important for kids. Listen, the best behaved children have worked retail. Like, it's just the fact of the matter. It teaches you how to treat other people because you get treated very poorly in these low wage, like, retail and food service jobs.
Yeah.
I think it's important for everybody, no matter how wealthy they are or what they eventually go into doing, to experience what that is like for a little while. Because then, like, they know how to deal with people, interact with others.
So I come from a house where my father, when he had me, he was really young, and he's been remarried, and he has now kids who are 18 and 17.
Mm-hmm.
And he's raised us very differently. And one of the things with me was I had to have a job starting at, I think I was 14 when I had my first job.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout high school, college, he made sure of it. Now with my brother and sister who are younger than me, he's going with your philosophy of, you know what, that was too much for you. I want them to just focus more on schooling. But I got to tell you, I look at them and I think they have too much time on their hands because they're not work. I think there was something about, I was like Jackson, very active in school, but I had something every minute and it really helped me stay focused on whatever was at hand.
Yeah.
And then I look at them and they almost seem apathetic because they don't have as much going on.
There's no urgency.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah. See, you got to have a little kick in the pants every day.
Yeah.
I was just uber successful. Like when I was 18 years old, I was a manager of my own store.
Right.
So like, you know, I had a really big job when I was super young.
Oh yeah. You don't have to, I mean, not everyone has to be that level.
Right.
You can just be a fry cook.
But that's
like, that's
it,
all you have to do.
That's where it led, you know? And, you know, I don't know. I want them to go to college and have the full-on college experience where they get to hang out in the dorms and...
But can't you have that and be like a server? Like, I'm telling you, Jen was a server from the time I met her in high school through college. Yeah. And like, she used to hang out with all of them all the time. Uh-huh. Like, that was like her social circle.
To this day, I still hang out with my friends that I had in my high school job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we hang out all the time.
This text says, Monroe, you're not crazy at all. I learned to be responsible in school and home. Working's not any different. I didn't work until I graduated high school, and I don't regret it. My dad was huge about school, and I got to focus 100% in school when I was there. Once I graduated, I started working, and I didn't feel less experienced than anyone else. This text says, we want our kids to work during school but find a job they can enjoy versus having to work a job just so they can go to school. Mm-hmm. You know, all parents just want the better for their kids. I know that's true. We all do.
It's just but you can work 2 days a week and like and still do well in school.
So when should kids get a job? What do you think about this? Is it after college? Is there a certain age? Is there a certain amount of hours? Like what have you talked about with your significant other? We want to hear from you. Hi, Max. Who's this? Hey, Sarah, so what do you think? When should kids get a job?
Personally, I really think it depends on the kid. I have one kid who's set to graduate at 15 and on her way to medical school, and one who can't get out of bed without me hauling him out by his underwear. So for the kid that's ready to go to medical school and has made school her job, we've given her a pass. With the other one, you know.
Yeah, the other one might need more.
Yeah, he needs more motivation than, you know, an A or a B in a class. He needs a paycheck to get him going.
Isn't that crazy how our kids can be so different and you raise them the same?
You know, I'm not going to say I play favorites, but I play favorites 100%. So,
so funny.
I'm looking towards the kid who's going to get me those prescriptions in my
That's life. Right, exactly. Hey, have a great week, okay?
You too. Thanks, guys.
Bye. This text says, all five of my kids worked part-time jobs starting at 16. For us, it was about earning and budgeting money. We required them to put away half of their earnings for college. Then Dad and I matched what they put away, and they all put themselves through school between scholarships and savings. That's cool. We have to deal with our daughter, who's turning 16, and if she doesn't have a job, then she has to do volunteer work. Either way, she's gaining skills needed for adulting. What do you think about that, Monroe?
Volunteer work I'd be okay with.
You're okay with spending time that, but not actually like taking a paycheck?
Yeah.
What to you, what's the difference?
Well, because I feel like you could, you know, volunteer at Tracy Aviary, you know, and learn with animals and stuff like that. Just like, it's so fun, extracurricular.
Now, hear me out.
Go ahead.
Call me crazy. But couldn't you just get a paying job at Tracy Aviary and it's the exact same thing?
You're crazy.
Explain to me how that is any different.
I don't know.
I know why it is for Monroe. She volunteers for certain things, and like that's her favorite thing. You find less pressure in it than having a job. And that would be the difference, right?
Yeah.
You don't mind calling into a volunteer job, but calling into work is different. Is that the idea?
So, yeah, just a volunteer job is just, I don't know.
Trust me, as someone who was the manager of teenagers, they treat it like it's volunteer work.
Don't they?
It is not like the end of the world. There is no expectations on a teenager at all.
Dude, totally. I worked retail. All my employees were like 16. It was a nightmare.
Yeah.
We all know that they are not reliable individuals, but when you're paying $7 an hour, you get what you get.
It says, I worked during high school at Lagoon, but only during the summer. Like, you could do just like a summer job.
I would be great with that.
Okay.
Like, just something fun. I just want them to do something fun. Because like I said, I was super, super, super responsible.
Yeah.
And I shouldn't have been that responsible. But how should my mom have like pulled me back?
It's your personality too. I had a job since I was 12, worked all the way through high school, and now I'm working my way through college. That experience has definitely taught me values that I wouldn't have learned otherwise. The value of work is severely underestimated. And I think it shows with a lot of kids when they go to the workplace eventually and they don't know how to work. I will tell you that. So my wife, Jen, she worked through high school and college, but her sister didn't. She did more of the school thing. And her first like real job, she had a really hard time, just adjusting to having a manager, being told what to do.
Heaven forbid.
Like that kind of thing. Yeah, completely. Jackson, let's get to your showbiz beat.
Let's do it. Over the weekend, the three of us all saw Detective Pikachu.
Dude, that's like never happened.
I was about to say, I don't think we've ever watched a movie on opening weekend at the same time, all three of us.
The three of us all didn't even see Endgame.
No.
Because you stayed away from that one.
I'm allergic.
Yeah.
Definitely. I break out in hives whenever somebody mentions superheroes.
So I don't know if we all came from different places on this. Jackson, I know that you're a Pokemon fan.
Oh, yeah. Grew
big
up.
Big fan.
Had all the cards, had all the memorabilia. Loved Pokemon.
Monroe?
My son.
Your son.
Huge Pokemon fan.
Did you have any backstory or knowledge of Pokemon?
Yeah, just because I've been like, he's watched everything.
Oh, so he watches like the Netflix show and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Mine's the same way. Liam is a big fan, so I'm like, I guess we'll go see it.
But you don't know much about Pokemon.
Not much at all, no.
And that's the problem. It was a Pokemon fans movie.
It was.
It was, like, all of the gags had to do with, like, Pokemon specifics and, like, what these Pokemon are all capable of. And there were a few that I didn't even really understand because there are new Pokemon that I don't know about.
Oh, okay.
Like the Torterra. Which were super cool.
It was cool.
Had no idea Torterra was a Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Those are super cool. But I loved it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was really great. The Mr. Mime bit almost killed me.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life. And Ryan Reynolds killed it as Detective Pikachu.
What'd you think of old Ryan Reynolds at the end?
Loved it.
Yeah.
So handsome.
Yeah. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You gonna hate on him? Really?
No.
You're gonna hate Ryan Reynolds? How dare you?
No, that's not what I was...
John wants to hate Ryan Reynolds. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
Monroe, what'd you think of the movie?
I loved it. I laughed. There was a part where I laughed out loud and I didn't expect it. And I kind of like had to check myself like, oh my gosh, it's a kid's movie. I need to pull myself together.
I went by myself to that kid's movie and laughed out loud and didn't care what anyone thought.
It was so funny. But
it was
then
great.
My son, we were walking out, and he was like, Mom, that is my favorite movie we've ever gone to see in a movie theater.
Yeah. Did Liam love it?
Yeah, same thing. Liam walked out saying, this is my favorite movie we've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a few Jacksons in the theater, just guys by themselves.
Just single, lonely guys.
Just watching it.
Watching it. It was worth it.
I got to tell you, for someone who has no clue about Pokemon, I even enjoyed it. And I kept thinking, like, wow, I bet someone like Jackson who grew up with Pokemon is in love with this film.
It was great.
The world they created is beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
All I'm saying is that we have realized that the real world is horrifying. Uh-huh. The 2000s are not good to us, so we're just trying to recreate the 90s.
Yeah.
We just keep trying to make it the 90s again.
It was the best decade.
Yeah, it was the best decade. And that's why we keep trying to go back. And I think we're doing it, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was awesome.
And the CG is fantastic.
Oh, the Pokemon looked great.
I can't believe how realistic Pokemon looked.
I know.
Like,
little Psyduck with his little feathers.
Psyduck.
That's the thing. Like, I loved the texture. Like, Pikachu had hair. Psyduck
wet Pikachu
had feathers.
I was amazed at wet Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, he looks wet.
He looks like he's got wet fur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's great. Couldn't recommend it highly enough. Even if you're not a huge Pokemon fan, like, it's still got a really great story.
I agree.
I loved it. And the acting was awesome. Everybody in it was great.
Amazing.
They were all really good. So, yeah, go see it if you haven't seen
it
yet.
Us.
I can't believe we all agree on it, too.
I know.
Also, Diplo has a cameo.
Oh, my gosh. I rolled my eyes. Really?
I must have missed him.
The whole, like, Pokemon battle?
The DJ.
Arena thing?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that.
And, like, they even gave him a speaking part.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, I guess I didn't realize that was Diplo.
That was Diplo.
So, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Kylie Jenner has a fanny pack collection. How much do you think her collection of fanny packs is worth?
Well, fanny packs can run between $12 and $30, maybe.
You'd think that, right? She's got a fanny pack collection worth $50,000. Most of them are Louis Vuitton.
Oh.
Louis Vuitton has, like, really crazy fanny packs, don't they? Like, they have, like, gold and diamonds. And,
oh, yeah. They're fancy.
Yeah, I was reading about them. They're really expensive, too.
Well, apparently they're worth $50,000 when you have enough of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just always have felt like the LV thing, that was just status, right? We're not actually buying it because it's higher quality or anything. We're buying it because when people see that you have the Louis Vuitton logo, they think you're rich.
I think they are higher quality.
I don't believe it. Because I can't tell if they're real or fake. So I'm like, you know, it's going to be my luck that I'm going to get a fake,
right,
and I'm going to prance it around and I'm going to get totally busted.
That's completely fair. Over the weekend, Justin Timberlake received an honorary doctorate from Berklee College. So he is now an honorary doctor. Doctor of sick beats, John.
Dude.
No. He's got a PhD in making you feel things.
Can you imagine Jessica Biel when he came home? Paging Dr. Timberlake.
Dr. Timberlake.
Yeah. Dr. Timberlake.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And finally, Melissa McCarthy is replacing Steve Harvey as the host of Little Big Shots. I'm very excited about this.
She'll
do a great job.
Yeah.
I watched like 2 episodes of that show and I was over it.
Was it Steve Harvey?
You didn't like it?
It was Steve Harvey.
It was Steve Harvey?
Yeah, Ella loves it. Uh-huh. But I'm just kind of like, okay, it's cute.
I'm shocked Melissa McCarthy's doing it. I mean, she was just nominated for an Oscar. Seems like her movie career was going in a cool direction.
But going to TV is no longer the stigma that it used to be.
You're right.
Now going to TV is a legitimate career move.
Pays well.
Because here's the thing. She got her Oscar nom. She proved that she's got chops. And now she just gets to ride this talk show or this game show for a while. I think that's really great.
Okay.
And this is a Showbiz Beat.
All right, Jackson, appreciate that. Have you ever thought about like what you would do if you sat on a plane and like the plane never took off? And then, you know, you're just sitting there on the tarmac and you were stuck there and it was like four hours down and you're still there and you haven't taken off yet. Like, do you think you'd be one of the cool passengers? Or are you the passenger who starts causing a commotion at some point?
It depends on how well my kids are behaving.
Okay. So if the kids are good, you're going to be good?
Yeah.
You won't,
then
you
it's
won't
okay.
mind
we'll
it.
Be all patient. But then as soon as they're, you know, start getting antsy, it's like, oh my gosh, get them off! Get them off!
My attitude is one in which there is a baseline of who I am.
Uh-huh.
It's a little extra.
I would say
compared
so.
To what most people are.
Yes.
But my day-to-day behavior, my attitude is who I am. Mm-hmm. My behavior is going to go ahead and depend on who you are. I can be a very reasonable, nice man.
Okay.
But I can also be a monster. And it is up to how you treat me. So it would really depend on how the other passengers and the flight attendant are behaving.
Well, a Southwest flight from Sacramento to Los Angeles had a turnoff before it took off last Wednesday because of a mechanical issue. Then it got delayed again when they had to refuel because, you know, they keep it running. And like, oh, no, we've been sitting so long because of the mechanical issue. We got to get more gas over. So the flight attendant started handing out water. And one of the passengers decided to joke that instead of water, you should be handing out vodka. Whatever. Bad joke.
Sure.
Whatever. Funny. Sure.
Yeah, vodka.
One of the flight attendants took issue with this joke,
made
the plane turn around again to kick him off the flight.
Oh, nope. See?
Oh, my gosh.
So here is another passenger talking about how the whole plane disagreed with that moment.
He said something that, well, they should be passing out vodka because we've been waiting so long. She came by and said, well, I didn't like your joke. Then my wife tried to butt in there and say, look, we've been on this plane for hours right now. And she says, well, so have I, you know, so get used to it. Then all of a sudden, I see her on the telephone up in front. And people started yelling then. In fact, people stood up. I stood up. People were saying, this man didn't do anything. If they have this in their records, you know, maybe it'll prevent it from happening again. I've never, ever seen anything like this.
Could you imagine?
Wow.
And not even an unruly passenger. It's one thing if the guy's getting up and you're feeling like it's your safety or whatever.
Uh-huh. Right, but it was a joke.
It was just it wasn't even like a terrorist type joke. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Like, no, it was one of those stupid dad jokes. Listen, I worked at a grocery store for a long time. Anytime someone hands you a 50 and it's an old white man, they always say, just printed it this morning. It was that same level of joke. This should be vodka.
It's all it was.
Yeah.
It was a quick one-off.
It was lame.
Tiny piece of business.
As far as I'm aware, it's not illegal to be lame, luckily for John Watkins.
Thank goodness, right?
I have a feeling there has to be something else that happened, right? Like that the other passengers didn't see. Maybe he like smacked her butt or something. I don't know, right?
Smacked her bum as she walked by. Was like, grab me some vodka.
Yeah, good this game. Should be vodka.
Toots.
You know?
The 1920s?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Is that what
it has to be, right? It seems something like so simple to turn around a plane for.
Or the flight attendant was just so done. She's like, if the next person does some stupid joke to me, I'm going to turn this plane around. And there he was.
There he was.
Vodka. And he's like, that's it. I'm done. Even in response to the other passengers doesn't seem cool. Like, we've been here. And she's like, I've been here too.
Right.
She has.
I know.
And I've been serving you the whole time.
I'm just shocked by the whole, I would be livid about this thing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Jackson, were you able to find that missing puzzle piece?
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Nope. Let me tell you something.
All right.
This is the second puzzle I've ever done in my whole life. It's 1,000 pieces, twice as big as the last one.
Uh-huh.
And it's big. I had to literally deconstruct my dining room. I had to move all of the dining room furniture into the living room so that I could set up a much larger folding table in my dining room to accommodate all of these puzzle pieces. It's
right.
A very large puzzle. I get done with it. I have one last piece. It's gone. It's gone. I'm to the point where I think it just didn't come with the box.
Wait, did you purchase this puzzle or did you buy it like...
I bought it online.
Okay.
Yeah, it came from Amazon.
So it's not used.
Oh, no.
You opened the plastic wrapping around the box?
Yes.
Okay.
I opened the plastic wrapping and it came inside another plastic bag inside.
Okay.
So I, like, mm-hmm. to the point, again, I'm thinking that it just didn't come. Or maybe, like, I put it in my pocket and then, I don't know, I left it in one of my pants somewhere. I don't know where it is. It's one piece. It's a face. And I can't find it. It's driving me crazy. Nothing in the world has driven me more crazy than this. I looked everywhere for that puzzle piece last night. I looked the house top to bottom. Couldn't find it anywhere.
Well, you don't get closure.
No.
Because technically...
You didn't finish it.
Yeah, you didn't finish the puzzle.
Nope, it's not done.
That's how it works.
So are you saying that I've got to call Amazon?
Yeah.
Have them send me a whole other puzzle... And just dig through that puzzle and find that one piece. Because it didn't come with it. It couldn't have.
It did.
It couldn't have come with that piece.
It's somewhere in your house.
There's no way it did. It is not in my house.
Months from now, you're going to be like putting down the Christmas tree or something. And you're going to be like, there it is.
First of all, why would my Christmas tree still be up in May?
And I said months from now.
Second of all... More importantly, how dare you think that I'm crafty enough to put up a Christmas tree in my house?
Yeah, I tend to think, I'm with Monroe. I think one day you're gonna
find it.
You're gonna drop a piece of food and you're gonna pick up that food and right next to it will be that puzzle.
I looked under couches. I looked under my bed. I looked in every pocket. I looked on my bookshelf. I looked everywhere.
Yeah.
There's nowhere it could be.
Oh.
Like things that stopped making sense I was checking. Like the inside the fridge. It's
right.
Nowhere.
You know what happened to me one time? I accidentally like built the puzzle over the piece.
Oh.
I slid my hands under it and lifted it and looked at every
Did
edge
you?
And I couldn't find it.
You're going to. I promise. Someday.
Look,
life's going to be like, ha ha, remember that piece? There it is.
I'm proud of you, but technically you've only finished one puzzle. This does not count because you never finished it.
Don't you do that to me.
Don't
you do that to me.
I don't make the rules.
Yeah, no. Because
sounds like you're making the rules right now, Jonathan.
Because you can't like rub your hands over the whole
finished product.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know, man. I was because like that's the thing about puzzles that you gotta pet it like it's a kitty cat.
Yeah, totally.
I'm sitting there and I'm petting it and I just like my finger will graze that one little gap and I'm like, no.
You sent us a photo of it.
Uh-huh.
It bothered me.
It bothers
me so
bad.
Because it's a face.
Yeah.
It is literally someone's face.
Mm-hmm.
I think Monica Lewinsky.
Is that who you think it is?
I think it is. So it's a 90s themed puzzle. And it's the one right next to Monica Lewinsky. But yeah, it's just a big collage of like major pop culture moments.
Almost like a Jennifer Flowers maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that red coat looks familiar.
Yeah, it's they're all very famous photos. Just above the Wu-Tang Clan.
Right.
And next to the Tamagotchi.
So funny.
It's great. It's a great puzzle. I'm so proud of it. And I was like planning on like gluing it and mounting this one and framing it.
Yeah, no.
But I can't do that because I'm missing a piece.
You gotta order a new one, man.
All right, so
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
If you wanna see what the puzzle looks like with almost completion, it is one of our four photos. Up on our Instagram page at Mix1051 Utah.
I know what you can do. Cut out like a piece of paper.
Nope.
The size of it, and then draw a face on the piece of paper.
Just a little happy face.
Yeah.
I might take you up on that.
So far, that's the best idea.
That's the best. That's what we're shooting with.
Yeah. Yesterday for Mother's Day, we went to a brunch at a hotel, and the hotel had one of those, you know, like rotating doors that just keeps going.
Oh no.
And Liam decided to play Indiana Jones and try to sneak in.
Oh, yeah.
Last
minute.
Dangerous.
Grab his hat at the last second.
Whoop, got his head stuck in the revolving door.
Oh, my gosh. What?
Listen.
And, like, I'm trying to find, like, the emergency
stop button.
Stop, because he's, like, screaming. And I got, like, one arm trying to hold this revolving door. The other one just trying to find a button somewhere around that there's nothing. And so finally, with Jen's help, like we both are able to pull the revolving door enough to get his head out.
Oh my gosh.
How have revolving doors not murdered more people?
So I was talking to one of the employees and they're like, oh yeah, that actually happens all the time. And I'm like,
because kids are putting their faces where they don't belong.
And look, and I wasn't upset. Like Liam was being a dummy, being a kid, being a boy.
That's what they do.
Yeah. And I would have done the same thing and he got caught. That's what happens. Yeah. Man, it happened fast.
But listen, that's an important lesson that you need to learn in life.
Yeah.
Right. You don't, there's just certain things you don't mess with. Wild animals and a revolving door.
But you also have to experience it firsthand. Like, there's no learning that lesson from people telling you don't put your head in the revolving door. You just have to put your head in the revolving door and learn it the hard way.
So Jen then told Liam a story about how she got her head stuck between, like, some, like, posts when she was a kid.
Banister. Oh, yeah. I've been stuck in banisters
Have
before.
You really?
Oh, yeah. Who hasn't?
Really?
Come on.
Maybe we should do that as a topic. Like, what did you get stuck in?
Oh, yeah. Banisters, chairs. All sorts of stuff.
I got my leg stuck in a fence once. Like, we were waiting for the volcanoes at the Mirage to go. And, you know, they have, like, I don't something to keep you off the lawn. And I put my leg through, and then my knee was like.
You're that guy.
I was a kid.
It doesn't sound like you put your leg through. It sounds like you were trying to climb over and got stuck.
No, I was just a kid. I was just bored. I was probably trying to have my foot touch something on the other side.
Yeah.
Then it got stuck, and it was, painful to get it out. So
they always get your fingers stuck in something.
Oh yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah. My fingers stuck in all sorts of things.
All right, we'll do
just messing with things I'm not supposed to be messing with.
We'll do that as a topic later. How sweet is this? It says, I just wanted to pop in to say I love your intro for your Saturday morning cereal.
Oh, thank you.
It is a super creepy mix with the murder bits and the kid friendly cereal bits, Jackson.
Yeah, thanks. It was a labor of love. Sure was.
Yeah.
It took a long time to make, but it turned out great. I'm really happy with it.
Our Saturday Morning Cereal is our true crime podcast that we do. It's every other Saturday.
It's basically like a bonus episode to our regular show.
That's a good way to put
it. Just like a quick little, it's definitely much shorter than our regular show. It's anywhere from like 15 to 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And we just go over one of my favorite true crime stories.
And this one's hilarious. And I know it's true crime, and that sounds weird that I'm saying it's hilarious.
It's not supposed to be hilarious.
Also, it's not supposed to be hilarious. It's okay, hilarious. This really happened to somebody.
But it's really funny.
I know, and we've had a few texts today of people being like, I didn't want to laugh at your guys' Saturday morning cereal.
But you can't help it. It's kind of funny.
It's because it's so out there.
It's so absurd.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So if you want to find our podcast, you can find it on any of your podcast directories, which means Apple Podcast or Spotify, Stitcher. It's all just under The Mixed Morning Fix. Or, of course, you could text that word podcast to 844-649-1051. Tiffany wanted to know how the Chubbies competition. Did you win?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're still tabulating all of the criteria because the vote was only 10% of the overall judging. So I think they're still judging their front runners.
Okay.
But let's see what I ended. I don't know what you ended with, honestly.
John
fell off that train.
It's too long of a time to keep me focused.
See, I ended up with 7,300 votes.
Okay, very nice.
7,302 to be specific.
All right. Excellent.
And then let's see if I can find John. Why do you guys talk about something while I find John's?
I just don't think it's fair. Jackson spent a lot more time on social media begging for votes than
you
me.
You could have done it too.
To some friends, asking them to vote.
No, you sent it to everybody in your contact list.
No, I didn't. Only radio friends. Because I knew they would vote.
John. Shameless.
That's true.
Yeah.
But, and they voted for you hard. You did pretty well. Let's see.
Did I get past 5,000? Because I think I was at 5,300.
I think you did, but it's, come on.
What is technology? Going on?
Oh, there we go. You got 6,059.
Well, that's great.
Not bad,
fantastic.
Man. Not bad.
How mad would you be since votes were just 10% if I got it and you did it at this point?
Oh, yeah. At this point,
I would be
you feel?
Angry. Because here's the biggest thing. I think what the Chubbies Shorts brand is trying to do with the voting is they're just trying to see who has reach, but then they go on, they look through your Instagram, and just based off of John's Instagram versus my Instagram, I'd be furious.
Right.
Because John's Instagram, listen, love you to death, buddy. But it's I wouldn't say it's wide appeal.
Oh,
it's not.
I would say it's pretty much just you and your wife and maybe the grandparents that enjoy it.
Yeah. It's a Land's End catalog.
It's a Land's End catalog.
So like,
that's
a good point.
Are you serious? It's like this picturesque family like skipping through fields
How many professional photographers do you have on staff?
So many.
Is my question. So many. Because it is a nonstop with the family photos with
you
these
would
people.
Think we're like an Instagram influencer, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's the thing. That's not the Chubby's brand.
No, you're right.
The Chubby's brand is fun and exciting and going out into the woods or hanging out on a big flamingo pool float and that
right.
sort of thing. Day at the beach
you.
With the kids. Love the kids.
I would help him put your body in his trunk.
Would it be my fault if Chubby
chose me? Yes, it would
me?
Because he started it. He wanted this. Like, he legitimately wanted it.
Yeah,
this
John.
Prize.
Let me have it.
But it wouldn't be me who took it.
And then you
it
came in.
It wouldn't be me. It would be Chubby's.
I know. Oh, no. Oh, buddy.
Shouldn't have entered. That was his bandwagon.
Hey, if you get it, I'll be very happy for you.
I won't. I'll be upset.
You better just order some extra large shorts is all I'm saying. You better order a few.
This is ridiculous. A woman in Canada has sued the lottery because she says that they have never made it clear how hard it would be to actually win the lottery.
I know. I'm with her.
She filed a class action lawsuit. She says that she's been buying lottery tickets for the past 20 years and never knew just how much the odds were stacked against her. They never informed her of the real chances of winning, and they never put the odds anywhere on the tickets.
Yeah.
How does the story end? What do you think this is Canada. Where do the courts go?
If it's Canada, they usually side with the people.
Yeah.
So now the lottery has to pay some outrageous settlement, and then they have to start printing the odds on every ticket, would be my guess.
Monroe?
I think that they refused to pay, and so this woman ended up rallying, and they all stormed the Capitol,
mm-hmm.
and she took her dragon
yes.
and burned the place down.
Okay, you've watched one too many of the Game of Thrones. The court did reject her lawsuit, but they're saying the odds were actually printed on the ticket, and if they weren't, she would have won.
Oh, they are printed on
there. They are up there. Mm. I don't know if she never noticed, I guess, where the odds were. But I'm trying to think of ours. We don't have odds on our lottery tickets, do we?
I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
So are we going to go buy one and sue them?
And sue the lottery.
Okay.
Who's with me?
Sure.
Yeah, well, we can't. That's Canadian law, man.
Yeah.
We don't care what people do here.
I'll bring my dragon.
The shadier, the better. Don't let anyone know what's going on.
Monroe will bring her dragon.
Yeah, I'll bring my dragon.
It's not a thing that happens
Dracarys.
In real life.
Dracarys. I got to practice Dracarys.
She nailed it. You guys ready for my amazing fact of the day?
Yeah.
Not if it's Game of Thrones themed. I can't listen to it anymore.
In Game of Thrones, no.
I'll die.
If you're driving 60 miles per hour and you sneeze, your eyes are closed for 50 feet.
Whoa. That's scary.
That is cool.
Right? So next time you sneeze on the freeway, just know how far you went in that split. Achoo.
Huh.
That's so dangerous.
That is so dangerous.
That's so dangerous. Well, and then you think of the number of people who like drop something on the floor and they look down. They're like losing 100 feet
as
they look down, trying to get the thing they dropped.
Playing with the radio dial.
Yeah. Posting to Instagram.
Right.
Not pointing fingers. Jackson.
Mine's the GPS, man.
Oh,
I will sit
there.
I will not look where I'm going. Until I get that address typed in.
Because you have to figure out the GPS, though you should definitely do it before you start your car.
And then you put in like one street number and then the next, and that address doesn't show up, so then you have to delete it and then flip the way that you punched it in.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You shouldn't be doing that on the freeway. Again, that's something that should be done before
you get in the
car.
My car tells me, like, hey, what you're doing is really wrong right now. You should stop.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, go ahead.
These Subarus. I'm driving a Mark Miller Subaru right now, and it's great. Because it really idiot-proofs driving.
Oh.
But it definitely complains a lot more. It's like, put your hands on the wheel. It's like, I'm knee driving. John told me it was safe.
Listen, if you're driving with your knees so you can eat with two hands, I feel like you're doing the best of both worlds.
I'm doing what is safest for me right now.
Exactly.
Okay?
Because
if I don't eat, I'm going to kill someone on the road. Do you want somebody to die in this situation?
Your knees are fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, you put your hands at 5 and 7.
But not according to the Mark Miller Subaru. It's like, put your hands back on the wheel. Put your hands back on the wheel. Put your seatbelt on.
It's amazing.
Stop texting your exes. I'm over it.
All right, Jackson, final thoughts for the day?
I'm going to go home and I'm going to look for that missing puzzle piece.
Good luck with that. Monroe.
Okay, dude, Keanu Reeves, he was on Stephen Colbert last night.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know much about Keanu Reeves, like, he's really had a heartbreaking, tragic life. He's dealt with a lot of death. So Stephen Colbert asked him what he thinks happens when we die. And it's just a great video. You got to check it out. Mix1051utah.com.
Monroe made me watch it and I almost cried. Like, it was sweet.
If you know what Keanu Reeves has been through, and you know that answer really came from his heart.
And if you didn't listen to our Saturday morning serial, it is up now. You can even find it up on our website at mix1051utah.com. It's probably one of my favorites that we've done. Sweet podcast extras.
Ba, ba, ba.
This is just for you at work.
At work.
All right, let's do it.
Wow.
It's like, what's a song that we can get Monroe into? I know.
Listen.
You want to get white moms rowdy, you start playing some Sweet Caroline.
You don't need to tell me.
It works for me. And if you want to get some white dads rowdy, you play a little bit Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, yeah!
Or some Journey's Don't Stop Believin'.
No, Nickelback Photograph, okay?
Nah, it doesn't play. It doesn't play. I've played a lot of music for a lot of people in bars. And the one thing I've known is that if you ever need to defuse a situation with white people,
you just start playing
Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. And it calms everyone down.
How can you ever fight someone?
You can't.
When Don't Stop Believin' is on.
You can't.
I always just use their Axe body spray, like bear spray. Just like.
Can't.
No, that only makes them stronger, Monroe.
That's right, exactly.
That only makes them stronger. I'm getting angrier.
All right.
I'm gonna punch some drywall. My name is Kyle. Excuse me.
Listen,
go on.
Nothing against Kyle.
Damn it, Kyle, unpop that polo shirt of yours. Pull that thing back under. What's wrong with you?
Let me guess. Next, you're going to ask me to flip my visor right side up.
Exactly.
Okay. I'll believe it when I see it.
I laugh because I am. All right, Monroe, you want to do yours?
Sure.
Go.
Okay, so there are massive amounts of germs in Uber and Lyft cars. Here's the thing. The back seat of an Uber and Lyft car has 35 times the germs than an average toilet seat.
Yeah, you got to think, though. It's like a taxi cab, right? Like,
I'm not surprised.
I guess it's just a bunch of...
I don't know why I feel like clothes should protect us a little bit.
I'm telling you right now, your clothes are just as nasty on the inside and outside and everywhere around.
In fact, it's probably worse than just running around naked because they hold in bacteria.
They're holding
it. I once heard... So let's have an honesty survey in here. Do you wear your jeans more than one day?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like a week at a time, right?
Yeah.
No! I thought
one pair of pants, they get worn until it's wash time on Saturday.
Right.
That's just how it is.
Okay, this is a big thing for me because I'm a laundry Nazi and I like my clothes very clean. But everybody talked to me and told me that washing my jeans every time is not okay. So I agreed. I settled. I will wear them twice, but I wear them in a row.
Yeah.
So I wear the same jeans for 2 days because I'm afraid that I will forget that they were dirty or something, or like that it's the third day.
I used to wash them each time.
Yeah.
And it was on the show years ago and someone was like, hey, you're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to wash your jeans. They're not made to be washed that often.
No, they're not. Mm-hmm. But they hold obscene amounts of bacteria and like body sweat. Like they hold all your sweat, all your dead skin cells. You probably should be washing them every time. But again, we go days, weeks.
A fresh pair of jeans, man?
I hear you're supposed to put them in the freezer.
What?
Oh, to kill all the bacteria.
Yeah, you're supposed to take your jeans off and put them in the freezer at night.
And then, that'll sterilize them. Is this something you're just telling me because you want to see if I'll really do it? Because I will.
No.
I will totally do it.
But now I'm thinking like, oh man, I should have come up with something better.
You know what though?
I'm gonna be putting on cold pants.
First thing, better than a cup of coffee when you wake up in the morning, just get nice chili buns.
No, dude, getting out of the shower is hard enough.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh yeah, it's true.
Putting on a frozen pair of jeans.
It's true.
Yeah.
Look at me. Yeah, okay, so that's what you should do tonight, Monroe, and report back tomorrow.
Proud of you.
I got my jeans out of the freezer.
They're going to be, like, stuck. She won't be able to unroll them. You know, like, they're, like, frozen.
Be like,
yeah, this is a terrible thing. What is my story? What did I? Oh, yeah. According to, you guys know what Ashley Madison is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the dating website where you go find a mistress.
Yeah, exactly.
It's specifically for people to cheat on their spouses.
Literally the point of it.
That's the whole point.
I thought they were all fake profiles, though.
Did they find out once it was just dudes?
It's, yeah. Well,
like, the ratio is ridiculous.
Yeah, Anonymous got a hold of their membership records, and they're like, give us our demands or we'll release them. And then they got their demands and released them anyway and found that almost all of the women were fake, and it was just basically a bunch of dudes talking to each other.
That's hilarious.
Those dudes felt really good about themselves, though.
Well, Ashley Madison says that their number of signups spiked by 442%. After Mother's Day.
Oh, man.
All thanks to women searching
online. I'm
calling
Tom right now.
Mm-hmm. And they that was actually last year. They say this year they expect it to be over 500%. They conducted a survey with 10,800 moms and found out that 58% want to have a romantic evening with their husband, and 33% wanted a getaway and relax at the spa. And when they didn't get what they wanted on Mother's Day, they said, well, maybe someone else can do better.
Yeah, I'll go find someone. Someone who's looking Tom Selleckian, and I'm gonna get me the man I deserve.
Dude.
Tom Selleck with mustache or without mustache?
Always with.
Always with.
Always okay. with. How dare you?
Dude, Richard, in the tight corduroy tiny shorts that he used to wear.
I don't know what Tom Selleck you're referring to.
Are you sure?
Tom Selleck didn't wear corduroy shorts.
Oh, you are so wrong.
My Tom Selleck is only Richard from Friends. Outside of that, like, I don't have much other...
Three Men and a Baby? That's my Tom Selleck.
Okay.
No, my Tom Selleck's still Richard.
Kate.
All handsome and rich. He doesn't want kids. He's an eye doctor.
Yeah.
He'll take real good care of you. That's the Richard I want. Plus, he's going to die way before me.
What was his, is it Magnum P.I.?
Yeah.
Okay, so true story. I found a VHS. I use this, my family, we do white elephant gifts every year for Christmas. I found a VHS of Tom Selleck. Okay, and he's sitting in his tight corduroy shorts in his little Corvette, his 80s Corvette. He's got the mustache, and he's got his leg up, like, really inappropriate.
Yeah,
okay,
they do that.
So it's really close. Looks like the shorts are Speedos. And then the title of the episode was Thank Heaven for Little Girls.
Woo, that's uncomfortable.
That was one of the better gifts that I've ever given.
It's funny.
That's really good.
Tom Selleck's still working. He's on Blue Bloods.
Yeah, man. And Blue Bloods just can't get canceled.
I know.
They just can't cancel it.
Was that the one Meghan Markle was on?
No. Was she on Blue Bloods?
Wasn't that what she was on?
No.
She was on Suits.
Oh, yeah, Suits. Okay.
But that's a whole different thing.
I put them all in the same category. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
To me, there's no difference.
I thought Suits was about business, but it might be about cops. I don't really know, honestly.
No.
Dude.
NBC is bringing back their three Chicago shows. They're bringing back Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, and Chicago General or whatever.
My buddy, those are some short shorts.
Tom Selleck corduroy shorts, ladies and gentlemen.
My buddy Mike watches all three of the Chicago, and he loves when they do, like, crossovers. Like, those are his shows.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. Like, they're popular for a reason. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're bringing them back because people like it.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. I've never understood Blue Bloods.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Have a great day, and please give us a positive review. We would appreciate it. Bye-bye.